This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, folks, our military is not perfect, and Trump's not perfect, and I'm not perfect, but, you know, China is run by a communist dictatorship. They don't have real elections, and they're trying to suppress the country. They own Hollywood. They're actually trying to get Apple, Facebook, Twitter to censor to be able to come into China, and so these big tech companies are kind of like hookers out on the street showing their leg to China, saying, look, we censored these Americans, let us in. It's really pathetic, and so I want to tell the left this. 10 years ago, I thought about retiring because I got a family ranch and all this other stuff, and I knew this was going to get more serious, but you tried to shut me down, so I kept going. So all your attacks guarantee that I'm going to work 18 hours a day instead of 14 hours a day, and I'm never going to quit and surrender because I know you're not just trying to abuse me. You're trying to abuse everybody, and we're going to stand against you. But, I mean, look, you could see America coming back, Mark. And you've had the courage, you know, point that out. You didn't vote for Trump, but you may vote for him now, seeing what's happening. And just the level of hate by the special interest. In closing, where do you see this going, and how do we fight back against this?
Look, where I see it going, I'm going to be I'm going to be optimistic about it. Where I see it going is people waking up to the fact that any challenge to free speech is an attack on all of us, even if it's somebody attacking the free speech of somebody that you hate. That's what the First Amendment is there for. It's freedom for the thought that you hate. So if you see thoughts that you like getting attacked, you've got to get involved. You can't just sit there and say, isn't this terrible? You can't just sit there and put, crazy comments underneath the news article.
Well, actually, most people kind of go, oh, yeah, Alex Jones is kind of bad, but don't ban him, kind of like Ted Cruz did, or Tucker Carlson defended me full-throated. I mean, you have to understand, this is all a misrepresentation, a beta test for everybody.
Well, that's how I see it. You know, first they started banning people. You know, first it was ban Nazis. Then it was ban people a little to the left of Nazis. Then it was just start banning conservatives. And that is, you know, that's really terrifying. And if these companies can do this unchecked, you know, you've got to get involved in this. You've got to write to your
Shouldn't they be concerned that Trump's pointing out it's illegal, it's racketeering, it's campaign contributions of the Democrats to block? They're blocking Republican congressmen and women from even showing campaign ads. But they let the they just hired this former Obama official to run censorship at Facebook, and that's crazy.
It wouldn't matter so much if these companies weren't so monopolistic. You know, what we really... I don't care
who runs them as long as they let me have my free speech.
Look, if anybody from the DOJ's antitrust division is listening, you know, can you show up at work one of these days, please? Because, you do have a job to do.
Explain as a lawyer what you see them doing that's a trust.
Look, when you have such market share and then you use that in a way to exclude other people from entering that market, that's an antitrust problem.
That's 101.
Right. I mean, it's easy. I don't even do
that's like the Nazis law. Putting people in ghettos.
I mean, that's a little, you know.
That's what Drudge called it, electronic ghettos.
Yeah, I'm not really going to break Godwin's law here, but I'll just say that it is a monopolistic problem.
It's the beginning of putting people in ghettos.
It is.
When you restrict people from the marketplace of ideas and monopolies.
Well, then what it is it's more of a stranglehold on information. You know, that is... And that is the hallmark of any dictatorship. Now, we're just more elegant in the United States. You know, I tell people when I lecture in Europe, I say, look, we don't really have corruption. We call it campaign contributions. So it's, you know, we don't stick the envelope, you know, we don't do the little bustarella where we hand the envelope underneath the table like they do in Italy. But we give a check and we take a picture of ourselves next to the candidate with a big smile.
We do it out in the oven.
Sorry?
They do it out in the open.
Sure, we do it out in the open because we've got an elegance here. So instead of our government going and saying, we're going to restrict everything somebody has to say, we now privatize it. We say, okay, you know what? Facebook, you can have 90%, 95% market share. We're not going to break you up. And then when Facebook starts to engage in censorship, I start to ask myself, why are we letting them get away with it? Yeah, you know, we've really got to look at what free speech means. And
this will kill America. And foreign powers are involved, like China. It's a national security issue. Clear and present danger. Rondazza Group, Rondazza.com. We'll talk to you very soon. An important meeting after this. Paul Watson's coming up. Stay with us. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Paul Watson is a cool character. He's not trying to act cool. He's just a restrained guy, smart guy. And I'm flamboyant because the truth is pretty explosive. But let me tell you something. I'm not as important as they're saying on the news. Every local TV station across the country is running packages saying Jones beat up a kid. He's being taken off the internet. They never say where I beat the kid up. That jump to say things like that that are totally untrue, it's beyond saying Saddam's got nuclear weapons and he didn't. Or Colin Powell holding up the anthrax. So they're making their move. And all I can tell you is InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is just there promoting Americana and Renaissance and freedom. And when you go there, you'll see the Spanish police warn 50,000 invaders waiting in Morocco to take over. Soros is funding, of course, Cortez, the communist. I mean, it's all there. The free app, InfoWars.com/app, the new official app that works so great, gives you push notifications when we're going live during special events and news feeds, InfoWars.com/app. I know you've been in the fight forever, kind of like I have been, so you kind of just get used to the attacks, used to the censorship. If you get frosty and you really spread the word, people are ready to hear, hey, why don't you download the free InfoWars app? I'll send you a link to it, InfoWars.com/app. Why don't you hear why, I say 10,000, that was like a week ago. It's got to be 20,000. I mean, because they took one fake article that was put in the Statesman, and I know they republished it in over 1,000 publications. Chicago Tribune, Honolulu Advertiser, Baltimore Sun. I mean, I can't even keep track anymore. And I'm not, see, I don't think of myself as myself because I am the most selfish, greedy person you've ever met. Seriously. I think I'm connected to all of you and my children. And I'm connected to the human experience. So I see myself as all of you and you as me. But then I'm an individual trying to manifest that, the opposite of their fake collectivism. So I don't care about my personal life or my treasure. I actually care about the big win against these people. And they don't know how to deal with that, you see. So they're really upset. So I'm going to hand this over to Paul Watson right now. So much is going on. This is ahead of 2018. It's only 2.5 months out. This is ahead of whatever they're going to pull. They want everybody silenced. They want the president to silence us. And they're making their move right now. Just briefly, if you want to support us and make sure we can defeat the globalist, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. I mean, we've got the best vitamin D3. We've got the best vitamin B12. We've got the best air purification systems that are $400 less and are just as good as leading competitors. You know, there's a model where you do fancy advertising and you triple or quadruple charge somebody. I don't do that. I make, at the sales price, $40 off this, and the maker makes like $35. Leading competitors are $500, $600. We normally sell it at $250. It's a great deal. Alexa Pure Breeze for you and your family. It's so amazing. Four filters, HEPA, ION, $149.95. You should get it right now. Everybody should get it. We've got the fish oil, the krill oil, the honor roll for your kids. It's got all the known oils for the brain. 40% off and you get them all three together. 25% off and you get them individually. And you sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off, making them a loss leader. Free shipping on all orders, $50 or more. Whatever you do, history's happening now. I want to thank you all who've been in the fight. I want to encourage those of you that haven't to get in the fight. But how this works is Jones has been sued for saying, you know, nobody died here or there, made up lies. Out of context. Then, Jones was taken off YouTube, which I wasn't. They put a fake strike on. They removed the last fake strikes months ago because he said that, you know, he beat up a kid. Again, the level of the unified, organized discipline of corporate media to all lie together and all sing from one page of music shows you that the universities have bred an entire class of people that are free speech and America killers. So, Paul, you've got a big 45 minutes coming up here, or 50 minutes. So go ahead and take over, my friend. God bless you.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're talking about fake news. Let's get into this from the off. CNN routinely puts out the most harmful fake news imaginable, which actually leads to persecution, oppression, torture, imprisonment, and loss of lives. This is what we need to talk about right now. Two different examples of that today. We'll start off with the revelation about the Manchester bomber Salman Abedi. Now, of course, he killed 22 people in the Manchester arena bombing last year, half of whom were children. Now it emerges that the British Royal Navy rescued him from Libya in August 2014 after NATO had destabilized that country, brought him back to the UK. Just 3 years later, less than 3 years later, he committed that carnage. How does this relate to CNN? Well, it goes back to the fact that they push the most harmful, bloody, blood-curdling, end-of-life-making fake news every single time. This happened that you can draw a direct line between him being rescued by the Royal Navy, having had NATO destabilize the country. Remember, Obama, Cameron, and Hillary Clinton went in to support al-Qaeda, the LIFG, knowing that they were jihadists, because they wanted to topple Gaddafi because he'd stopped playing ball. So that destabilization campaign led to the fall of Libya, led to the migrant crisis, led to the terror attacks in Europe, led to the explosion in violent crime and sexual assaults in Europe. And who, right at the very beginning, was pushing the propaganda to justify, to legitimize that NATO destabilization of Libya in 2011? It was CNN. This is a specific example. I'm not just talking about general propaganda about how it was, a humanitarian intervention, which was the narrative we heard over and over at the time from the entirety of the mainstream media. I'm talking about a specific example. CNN headline from 2011. This is March 21st, 2011. Why Libya 2011 is not Iraq 2003? Written by not just some commentator that CNN has given a platform, but by Peter Bergen, CNN's chief national security analyst. This is the top guy at CNN. And he said, basically, he made the argument. I'm not going to read the whole article. You can read it for yourself. His argument was that this was not like Iraq in 2003, that it wouldn't lead to a wider destabilization, that it wouldn't cause nearly as many problems. And you could argue that it caused even more problems than the attack, the invasion of Iraq in 2003, because while obviously that cost more lives, in the long run, Libya really created the migrant crisis, which could end up costing more lives in terms of both attacks, in terms of both migrants drowning in the sea, than people who died during the invasion of Iraq. Not only can you make that argument, you can make the argument that it led directly to the rise of ISIS, which it did in many cases. So this is CNN's top national security analyst in 2011, before the invasion of Libya, soft peddling it, justifying it, legitimizing it, by lying and saying that it wouldn't be like Iraq in 2003, when InfoWars at the time was warning everyone that that's exactly what it would be like. Don't forget, we also opposed the intervention of Syria because we said we were supporting Al-Qaeda jihadists, something that was borne out to be completely correct, too. The guy who the Royal Navy rescued from Libya as a result of the NATO intervention, which came about as a result of CNN legitimizing, endorsing this invasion, he went on to attack the Manchester Arena, killing children, ripping them limb from limb, 22 dead. What was it, over 130 wounded, life-changing injuries, traumatized for life. And again, you can draw it all back to the NATO-sponsored, CNN-endorsed destabilization of Libya. We supported Al-Qaeda when they were literally putting black people in concentration camps in Libya. Gaddafi warned us about it. He said there would be 500,000 migrants heading to Europe. That's exactly what's happened. He was right. He was a brutal dictator, but he was right. We were right. CNN was wrong. Their harmful fake news led directly to that situation, and it needs to be called out right now. This is the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour, InfoWars.
Who has the only raw, living, whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab-tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA-registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the fourth hour live of the Alex Jones Show. I talk about the most harmful brand of fake news, which routinely comes from CNN. And I was just making the point before the break, the invasion of Libya, which led to the migrant crisis, which led to the mass sexual assaults, the explosion in violent crime, which led to the Manchester bombing that killed 22 people, half of them children. Who was pushing for that invasion? Who was endorsing that invasion? Who was legitimizing that invasion? Who was saying, oh, don't worry, it's not going to be anything like Iraq? Turns out it was completely the same as Iraq. It destabilized the entire region, led to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of displaced people. And once again, we were supporting basically the extremist side in the conflict. Yes, Saddam Hussein was a dictator. Yes, Colonel Gaddafi was a dictator. But again, in the case of Libya, directly supporting groups which were directly affiliated, I'm talking about the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, with Al-Qaeda, with Islamic jihadists. Who was soft-soaping it? Who was justifying it? It was CNN. It was their chief national security analyst, Peter Bergen, back in March 2011, saying, don't worry, everyone, it's going to be nothing like Iraq. Who was saying the opposite? Who was saying, no, yet another intervention in the Middle East or North Africa is going to be an absolute disaster? Gaddafi's warned us. In fact, let's throw up one of these headlines right now. ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as a psychological weapon in chilling echo of Gaddafi's prophecy that the Mediterranean will become a sea of chaos. Now, he said this before the invasion. Let's look at another headline out of The Guardian. Gaddafi warned Blair his ousting would open door to jihadis. Transcript of 2011 call revealed Libyan dictator predicted extremists would use his departure to start war in Mediterranean. So he was warning us, Infowars.com was warning everyone, don't set sail on another ridiculous, absurd, dangerous invasion of a foreign country which destabilized the region and led to exactly what we predicted it would lead to. You know, we're not just talking about the attack on Manchester. There's also been numerous other attacks in Europe. The Paris massacre, they exploited the migrant wave, the refugee wave in that instance to fake their passports and get through border controls. So it all happened exactly as we said it would happen. CNN said, don't worry, everybody, it's going to be fine. Who was putting out the fake news then, CNN? Who puts out the most harmful fake news on a routine basis? Let's look at another example right now. This is up on Infowars.com. CNN slammed for championing hijab-wearing Barbie. Yes, the hijab-wearing Barbie is back again. Fake news network CNN promoted a piece championing toymaker Mattel's new hijab-wearing Barbie doll Monday. It did not go down well with Americans. The doll, which was first seen last year, is now in stores as part of Mattel's Shiro line of toys. Yeah, I'll tell you who the real Shiros are. The women who go to jail. The women who are tortured in prison in Iran, in Indonesia, in these other Muslim countries for removing the veil. They're the real Shiros, CNN. Yet CNN reveled in promoting the toy, calling it a broader effort by Mattel to diversify the Barbie line. And they also published a written article by Olympic fencer Ib Haj Mohammed, who is Linda Sarsour in a leotard, the Olympic athlete, in which she talked about how great the doll was, how great the hijab is, slammed the Trump administration. So CNN gave a platform to this individual to tell everyone how great the hijab is. Again, This is CNN pushing actual harmful fake news, which puts women at risk of torture and imprisonment. If they're creating a narrative that the hijab is a symbol of women's empowerment, which it isn't, that is fake news. That is putting people at actual risk. People in Iran, in fact, there was an article, Iranian anti-hijab female protester jailed for 2 years. A brave anti-hijab activist in Iran who protested against the mandatory wearing of the Islamic headscarf has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. That was earlier this year. Now, CNN says it's great, everybody should wear it. And again, I've done videos about this. The very first Arab feminist group from over 100 years ago, the Egyptian Feminist Union, this was an Arab feminist group in Egypt. They made removing the veil the symbol of their entire campaign. They wanted to get female university education. It was banned at the time. They were ultimately successful decades later, but at the very inception of their movement, they made removing the veil the symbol of women's empowerment. Wearing the veil is not a symbol of women's empowerment, CNN. This is actually harmful, this crap that you're putting out on a regular basis. Let's look at what a Muslim reformist said about this. Let's pull up this article. This is out of the New York Times. It actually gave someone a platform to make a common sense argument. Wearing the hijab in solidarity perpetuates oppression, by Azra Nomani, a Muslim reformist. She said, quote, "The purity culture covers, segregates, subordinates, silences, jails and kills women and girls around the world." She gives several examples. In India, a father killed his daughter, 4 years old, smashing her head against the floor when her scarf slipped from her head during dinner. In Ontario, a few years ago, a man strangled his 16-year-old sister when she defied their father. In November, this is a couple of years ago now, a former University of Missouri instructor dragged a female relative, 14 years old, out of school by the hair when he discovered she hadn't covered her hair. So again, people in Iran are going to prison for this. Young girls as young as 4 years old are being killed for not wearing the hijab, for accidentally letting it slip from their head. Oh, but CNN says it's a symbol of women's empowerment. No, it isn't. That's fake news. Listen to actual Muslims risking their lives on the streets to protest against this. Watch videos of the Sharia police in Indonesia patrolling the streets, whipping women who don't have their headscarf just right. Okay, that's the reality of the hijab, CNN. Look at ISIS-controlled areas in Syria. As soon as the ISIS fighters, the jihadist militants, are kicked out of the area, they film the women. What do the women do? Remove their hijabs, burn them, scream and holler in celebration. Okay, this is all in the videos I made about the hijab. Go on my YouTube channel, search hijab, it's all there. You can watch it all for yourselves. So this is not a symbol of feminism, CNN. This is not a symbol of women's empowerment. In Sweden, in these migrant-dominated areas, some shops are now refusing service to women who don't wear hijabs, okay? It's not a symbol of female empowerment, yet CNN gives a platform to Linda Sarsour and a leotard, this Olympic athlete, to say how great it is. And who created the first hijab Barbie? It was some left-wing feminist, I think in Seattle or Portland, that then got media attention for it. So it's the media attention that normalizes this that led to Mattel creating it in the interest of diversity. No, it's the ultimate patriarchal, not just symbol. It's a tool of oppression. It's used to oppress women across the Middle East, across North Africa. And CNN saying that it's a symbol of women's empowerment, giving people platforms to promote it as normal and something to be encouraged. That is fake news. That is harmful. You're disgracing the brave actions of all these women throughout Iran, throughout these other countries, risking their freedom, their livelihood, in many cases their lives, to stand up and say, no, this isn't women's empowerment. This is a tool of oppression. We're real feminists. We're standing against it in the face of CNN's fake.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, because the level of butthurt that gets triggered when you buy these products is just completely off the charts. It's just unmentionable. Unmeasurable the amount of butthurt that CNN experiences when you buy these products, because they can't get to us with the ad boycotts. They've tried, they can't do it. Because again, we're only dependent on you getting the products. We're not dependent on outside advertisers. So we have Secret 12 at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's time to feel the power of one of the most popular formulas available from InfoWars Life with Secret 12 at 40% off. It is an advanced vitamin B12 proprietary formula that brings you all the power of vitamin B12 without the fillers found in similar products. This is pure, pure stuff. It uses specifically chosen forms of vitamin B12 to bring you the best bioactive characteristics. Secret 12 can help encourage normal energy levels in a pure and advanced formula for less. It is available right now at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have the Beat the Heat special. Get the vitamins you need with 40% off winter sun. As the temperatures rise into the triple digits, we may find ourselves taking shelter in the AC. While it provides some comfort, that also means we're missing out on the essential sunshine and vitamins we need daily. And we've got winter sun right now to give you, your body, the vitamin D it needs at 40% off without the uncomfortable sunburn. It is created with powerful, nutrient-dense lichen oil. It's the easiest way to bring the power of the sun into your home. And you, everyone needs their vitamin D. It's 40% off right now. Again, you're going to buy these products anyway. It's very highly concentrated. Look at those reviews. 693 reviews. We've got a 4.9 on that. You don't even get that on Amazon. 98% of respondents would recommend this to a friend. They're all independent third-party reviews from people who've got the product, loved it, reordered it. We'll definitely buy again and again. You can see this, love this stuff. They're all independent reviews from our great supporters who have got this product. Again, you should be taking this stuff anyway. So why not get it from us? Why not get it from us with a massive 40% discount? And why not enjoy the butt hurt, the sheer relentless butt hurt that that causes CNN by getting Winter Sun for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com? Please support this network today. I'm going to get into more of the migrant stuff in the next segment because, of course, Spain has become the epicenter of that. We see the videos coming out of Spain, the boats invading the beach. Alex has talked about it today. There's new news on that, which I'm going to get into. But let's talk about Twitter because, obviously, today we had a story up on InfoWars.com. Twitter suspends GOP Senate candidate for defending himself against Russian agent claims. This was Austin Peterson, a candidate in the Republican Party's primary for U.S. Senate race in Missouri. He got into an exchange with a blue-tick leftist called Caroline O, who didn't even dare to give her full name, of Share Blue Media, or Sharia Blue Media, as some people call it. So basically, she got triggered by Peterson tweeting, quote, "Our campaign accepts Bitcoin contributions." And then she went on a rant about how accepting Bitcoin must mean that you're a Russian agent because all these people are fevered hysterics and they think literally everything is Russian bots. She said, "Interesting timing here. Russian hackers targeted Claire McCaskill in August 2017. The next month, one of her GOP opponents in Missouri rolled out this new ad." It wasn't even an ad. It was just asking for Bitcoin donations. So Peterson responded by tweeting a GIF image, which was within Twitter's own GIF selection. He didn't even pull it from the internet or create it, of Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin with the words, "Off to the gulag," which is obviously a satirical joke based around the premise that if he was in with the Russians, he would have the power to send her off to the gulag. It's a joke. I'm sorry, you can only make jokes on Twitter if you're talking about molesting children like James Gunn. Then it's acceptable. Then everyone rallies to your defense. You make a political joke based on something that happened, you know, nearly 100 years ago. No, banned. 12 hours suspension because the tweet was mass reported. So he had to log in, delete the tweet. He was still suspended for 12 hours at the key critical moment of this primary race. So this is Twitter, and this is what he accused them of. He accused Twitter and Democratic-aligned super PACs of interfering with the federal Senate race in Missouri by temporarily blocking, these are his words, "my account due to a picture I shared which was located within Twitter's own GIF file collection." So he was suspended at a critical moment simply because a satirical political joke based around Stalin's gulags was mass reported by hysterical far leftists, and he was gone for 12 hours during that critical juncture. So is that Twitter interfering in an election? Everybody has hysterical fever dreams about Russian bots interfering with everything on Twitter, even though there's no evidence to back it up that they're having any kind of massive impact. Twitter interferes, nobody says a word. You can only joke about molesting children on Twitter. That's fine, so long as you're left-wing, that's completely fine. Oh, the other thing as well on this, misogyny. We always hear on Twitter about the scourge, the plague of hateful misogyny from the right wing against women. Well, here's a headline. Neutral platform Twitter shrugs as verified account calls Melania Trump hoe bag hooker. Oh, so it's okay to be hateful and misogynistic towards women so long as the target is a conservative or is the wife of Donald Trump. Then it's fine. Again, it's okay when we do it. That's their whole mantra. It's okay when we do it. They'll point the finger all day long at anyone for criticizing a woman. I mean, you criticize a feminist on Twitter, the white knights come running and accuse you of misogyny for humiliating her for her dumb opinion. But this guy, Mark Roberts, the congressional candidate in Oregon, suggested Monday that First Lady Melania Trump is a sex worker. Remember what they said about Baron Trump, the actor Peter Fonda. Again, openly encouraging, inciting him to be molested. That's fine. Wasn't even a joke. That's fine. He calls Melania Trump a sex worker. The post went mega viral on Twitter. The Silicon Valley company's inaction provides a clear view of how its hate speech rules are selectively enforced only against conservatives and populists. And again, to be clear, there you see Peter Fonda from about a month back with his paedophile tweets. Nothing happened to him. Openly encouraging people to go to schools where ICE agents have kids and harass the kids. Okay, you can call for the harassment of children on Twitter. You can call for the molestation of children on Twitter. If you're a blue-tick leftist, nothing happens. Nothing happened to his account. Didn't even get suspended. If you tweet a GIF joke based on Joseph Stalin at the height of a key Senate race, suspended for 12 hours. And he's probably lucky he hasn't been banned by now. This is the double standard that pisses people off. So this guy, Mark Roberts, basically called Melania Trump a prostitute. Nobody cares, nothing happened to him. But God forbid you challenge the opinion of Amy Schumer or Chelsea Handler, you're an evil misogynist. And of course, this is what we've covered before. Who's running the new hate speech system which Twitter seeks to introduce? It's a hysterical far leftist who's tweeted numerous times about how she hates Donald Trump. A woman called Dr. Rebecca Trumbull. I went through her previous tweets last night. She literally wore a pussy hat and attended the Women's March. This is the woman who now decides what the algorithm for Twitter denotes is hate speech. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed, and this is, she was hired because Twitter said they had a problem with hate speech. BuzzFeed comes out with an article and says, oh, conservatives aren't being shadow banned. No, it's only content which, quote, distracts from the conversation that's being shadow banned. Okay, so who decides what distracts from the conversation? Oh, this far left, pussy hat wearing, women's march attending, anti-Trump, hysterical academic. Oh, that's fine. That seems very neutral, very impartial, doesn't it? Of course, the truth is, that term, distracting from the conversation, is completely subjective, so that's why it is shadow banning. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. NewCar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit NewCar99.com. NewCar99.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. It is the final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Big story up on Infowars.com right now. Spanish police warn 50,000 migrants waiting in Morocco to invade Spain. Now, if you've seen the video of these migrants, we've posted numerous examples of it. Not many women and children there, are there? Not many. Police sources are warning that 50,000 illegal migrants from sub-Saharan Africa are waiting in Morocco to invade Spain. Now, this is because they've made deals with the people smugglers. The people smugglers are promising them that Spain is their paradise, and they're all bottlenecked up in Morocco waiting to cross into Spain, because basically Spain just got a new socialist government which gave them the green light to do so, despite all the problems for the past 3 years that this has caused Europe. According to a report in Spanish newspaper El Mundo, North Africa is becoming a pressure cooker, with at least 50,000 African migrants desperate to cross into the European country via the Strait of Gibraltar. They're saying it's 50,000 right now. That number continues to grow. These men are becoming more violent in their efforts to reach Europe. And remember, so far in 2018, these are the official figures, 21,000 arrivals so far in Spain. That's quickened since the socialist government gave them the green light. But again, this these numbers are wrong. These numbers are way lower than the actual figure because the countries are disincentivized from registering migrants. When the migrants arrive in these different European countries, there's no incentive to register them. Because if EU countries want to deport them, under EU law, they have to deport them to the very first EU member state they arrived in. So, of course, these EU member states don't want all the different migrants being sent back to their country because some of them have finally realized that you actually need border controls to have a country. So they're not registering them. So these migrants are completely unregistered. They're roaming around. The 21,000 figure is minimal. It's probably double that, at least, I would imagine. As Breitbart reported, the Dutch government has suggested that some two-thirds of illegal migrants who reach them have not previously been registered. So it could be as much as three times that number, suggesting the true migration figures could be far higher. Now, of course, last week we had 800 sub-Saharan migrants trying to cross the border between Morocco and the Spanish enclave of Ceuta, throwing feces, burning quicklime, stones and Molotov cocktails at police. Yes, they're actually throwing crap at police, using saws, using homemade flamethrowers to try to get through these flimsy barriers. 600 of them succeeded in crossing the border. We posted the video of that last week. They're screaming wildly. They're running down the streets. It's complete and absolute chaos and bedlam. And it's going to happen over and over again. Not just the beach arrivals, but now 50,000 illegal migrants bottlenecked between Morocco and Spain waiting to arrive. And that's just through that one entry port alone. That's the other entry port. You see the sea route, where they just get on dinghies and get ashore because the criminal people smugglers are conspiring with the NGOs to have them rescued off the coast of Libya. These people are not rescued near Spain, near Italy. They're not drowning, although Italy has halved the drowning deaths. So again, Italy institutes strong border controls to protect their country, to protect their culture. It results in migrant drowning deaths being halved. Meanwhile, Spain incentivizes the migrants to make that dangerous journey, which you just saw on the dinghy boat there. More migrants are going to die, okay? The real humanitarian option is to have actual borders, because it disincentivizes them from coming in the first place. The people smugglers go out of business, and the brain drain of all these people leaving these African countries is, you know, at least stemmed to a certain extent. So the true humanitarian policy is to have strong borders. But still, there are an entire army of left-wing idiots who don't know any of this. They just think, oh, I have a heart, I'm a liberal, of course we should support refugees, it's women and children drowning in the sea. No, it isn't. The vast majority are fighting-age men, as you can see in all the videos. German students empty water bottles on their heads in protest against drowning refugees. Again, the height of absolute idiocy. Students of the Munich Movie School held a protest against their state's migration policy, even though Germany's already let in 2 million. No, not enough, not enough. Mass assaults, you know, mass sexual assaults at Cologne. People trying to blow themselves up at music festivals. No, not enough. People barreling in trucks through Christmas markets in Berlin. Not enough. We want more. We want more. Pathological altruism every single time. During a visit of the Bavarian Prime Minister to the school, the students emptied bottles onto their heads to draw attention to the situation of refugees in the Mediterranean. And as you see here, it looks like complete absolute idiocy from like 14-year-old kids who don't know anything about the situation, anything about the specifics. The Italian government has literally stopped over 1,000 migrants drowning from having strong border controls. So if these kids get what they want, they will ensure that more migrants drown. Okay, so their protest is going to achieve the exact opposite of what it is supposed to achieve. You frigging morons. Daily Mail reports 4 French police officers are seriously injured during a savage ambush by drunk UK-bound migrants in Calais. There's still hundreds of people in Calais. Macron raised the migrant camp. It did nothing. They just came back or they went to other areas of France. It's a total mess. His approval rating is the lowest ever. Four French police officers have been seriously injured during a savage ambush by drunken UK-bound migrants in Calais. One, an officer in a CRS riot control unit, was particularly badly hurt after being hit repeatedly around the head with a large stone. There's a picture of the stone. It's as big as the man's hand. Here you see footage out of Calais where it looks like a literal zombie attack in the night, where they're just roaming around trees as roadblocks, branches as roadblocks. They set things on fire to try and hijack these vans. In some cases, the vans are being driven by women. They're threatened with rape. This is the situation in Calais right now, and we just had another attack on police officers. But forget about that. That's all just pour bottles of water over our heads because we're liberal. Doesn't matter about the fact that people are being raped, people being assaulted on the streets of Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, everywhere you go. No. We need more. We need more because it's pathological altruism. Spain denies mass migration, says Europe needs new blood. Again, it's not enough. So again, this is the Spanish foreign minister claiming that, oh, it's only 21,000 migrants so far. Well, we've already proven that that's not true. It's probably 60,000 in the first 7 months of 2018 alone. And he's saying we need new blood because the population's dying off. We need workers. We need people to fund the pension obligations, even though in virtually every example provided, migrants go on welfare. In Sweden, it's 58% of welfare recipients are migrants. Okay? They don't get jobs. They don't fund the system. They suck off the system. That's not what's going on. People are literally being replaced. And fine, if you're going to have a decline of population, you can manage a decline of population, or you can incentivize your population to have babies. Spain has just spent 30 million euros, and that's going to rise, on a plan to deal with all these migrants. They're literally throwing crap at border police using flamethrowers. They're literally catering to them, spending 30 million euros. Meanwhile, they've still got an unemployment rate of 15% plus. They've got a youth unemployment rate of 33% plus, and yet they're still spending money on this pathological altruism. Absolute insanity. Italian boat returning migrants to Libya may have broken law, UN agency says. So the UN has ignored people smugglers working with NGOs who have actually broken the law for the past 3 years by picking these migrants up from Libya as a taxi service, bringing them to Europe, then half of them just disappear, they're not even registered. They've broken the law. They did nothing about that. They said nothing about that. Oh, but now Italy, because it actually has border controls now, thank God for Salvini, picks these migrants up, saves their lives, returns them to Libya, with not being thanked, by the way. We had a story a couple of weeks ago where they saved these migrants from a dinghy, and then the migrants threatened to kill the people who saved them on the boat because they knew they were being sent back to Libya. That's breaking the law, says the UN, actually coordinating with criminal people smugglers who have incentivized the drowning of thousands of people through these Soros-backed NGOs. That's perfectly fine. Absolutely incredible situation. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.